Hello, my angels and angels. Guys, it's been a while since I've been here, but thank you for tuning into the Afternoon Delight. Of course, it's your special host, me, Tony, in the building. And without further ado, let's get it started. So, guys, I missed you so much. I've been going through a whirlwind of things, and I am totally open with talking to you guys about it and just being able to express myself and also be able to, you know, tell you guys, because you're like my family. So why not? Okay? Angels and angels. But it's been a crazy, crazy world. I don't know if you guys remember me going to Indiana to visit my dear auntie. Her name was Shellerice, and she was sick. So we got to see her and meet her and everything. And not more so meet her, but just see her again. Well, unfortunately, she passed. So I was grateful to see her at her funeral, you know, and when she passed. So that was hard to swallow, but it just made me feel like, you know, live your life while you can now, because you just never know. I know for me, it's been a hard time, you know, this month and the past few months, but I did learn from her is to enjoy your life while you can. It's something that we all need to do, because it's not easy to go through the motions every day. Some people are sick. Some people don't have lives, you know, to keep going. Some people don't have, you know, things that are fortunate to everybody. So I always say, live your life to the fullest. And as you guys know, and if you don't know, my birthday was the 15th. So, yes, your girl turned a new age, a new day. I am so excited that I turned. I am not giving y'all my age. Nope. Just know a angel just got a new feather on her little, you know, crown and stuff, you know, and her wings. So, yeah. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, because I'm not giving y'all my age, but it was to say the least, the best day, you know, birthday present I could ask for, because I actually attended my aunt's funeral on that, on my birthday, and it was just an amazing atmosphere, amazing presence. You know, God showed up and showed out when that happened. But I also wanted to just talk to you guys about everyday life as well, and I think my lesson today is just about pressure. A lot of people are pressured into doing things that they don't want to do. I know for me, I had to go through that for a long time, a very long time of being pressured into doing things like, you know, having a baby. I wasn't pressured so much as for my mom. It was more so just, you know, having to think about it like this. I don't believe in abortions. I don't believe that, you know, about the same time I was young. So a lot of times I was just like, I'm not ready for a child. Nobody's ready for a child. But when you pressured into it because, you know, the significant other doesn't want to help, it's like, okay, well, you have to have it. I love my kids to death. I'm glad that I was. But it's just like, you know, a lot of people don't have options. And when being pressured into being in a society that is very hateful, one, one-sided, two, sorry guys, I'm outside, but, and also just prejudice, is hard to feel like you can be in a free land. I know, looking at the times and looking at how the world is right now, it is a crazy place to live in. to say the least, it is. I just think it's so much stuff going on, how the president is doing, you know, which way is up and everything else. It's just a lot of stuff that's coming into this world that is not supposed to be. I think we should all take heed to what's going on and also open our eyes to stuff around us, okay? But it's also a fact to do not pressure yourself into believing just one thing and going with it. It's so much stuff within the story that you don't know which one is real. So you have to do your own investigation. I know for a while, I knew that God was an amazing God. You know, that's one thing I never steered away from. I always believed in God and I always believed in Jesus Christ, and I still do to this day. But it also taught me a lesson of a lot of stuff that, you know, you read in the Bible and you misconstrue things. So you're pressured into believing that this is what it is until you read it for yourself. And God makes you understand things the way you need to understand things, because at the end of the day, it's still the same thing, whether we want to allow it or not. So when I got my gift, I always had it. I've always had it. But I never took action into, you know, what church people say prophesizing, and what other people say was readings and stuff like that. I feel like I'm a messenger of the Lord. And so when I first got my gift, I was so scared. I'm like, I do not want this gift. This is of, you know, the devil, who wants to be able to tell somebody what's going on with them without them telling me. You know, it was just scary. It was. But then I realized God used so many people to prophesize. Okay? The book of Eli. Like, it was real. And also, when you really think about it, not the movie, guys. It was a person in the Bible that would tell them what would happen before it would happen to the Pharisees. I think it was the Pharisees. And they had they little old, you know, people, and they was never right. But because God would come to either it was David or Elijah. I feel like it was Elijah. I'm gonna go back and make sure. But it was either one of them, and told him in his dream, and he would prophesize to the person like, this is what's gonna happen. And this is around a time with Meshach and Abednego. Yeah. Is it? Guys, I'm trying to remember their names. But y'all know who I'm talking about. I hope y'all know. Meshach and Abednego. But all of them going to that fire, and they were untouched. And also the lion's den, where he was untouched by the lions. You're going to say, so all this stuff was prophesied, and they were mad because he was able to know what happens because he trusted in the Lord. That's the point of all of this. So once I started doing this, I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, said, God, whatever you want me to do, use it into your will and to your power. And when I tell you guys, I have changed my whole perspective about having a gift that God gave me and also using it in the right manner. Okay. I don't like to have people pay, because it's just not what God wants me to do. But at the same time, I'm learning to use it to the advantage of what God's trying to present to me as well. I was down on my luck, honestly, for a past few days, and I needed help. And God said, well, look, I got you. Don't worry about it. So I started brainstorming. I didn't want to use my gift because I was in spiritual renovation, because I was praying and seeing what God wanted me to do with it. And I said, okay, I'll open it back up. I'm going to do 5 readings. You better get them now, because if you don't, blah, 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 blah. When I tell you, them people came in like flies, and I was able to pay what was like torturing me the whole entire time. To me, that was God presenting an opportunity to me, to saying, hey, I know what you're doing. I know how you're using it. So don't think that I'm going to condemn you for using what you need, what I gave to you, to be able to pay what you need to pay. And you know, some people might think it's different, but It's because I didn't pressure myself to do anything. God gave me the opportunity to do it. So I believe that Jesus is with me everywhere I go. And also it helps me not to think about pressure as much as I think about pressure. And I'm an overthinker, so I tend to overthink a lot. But when you think about things like that, you have to go with what your heart say and what your mind say. Sometimes God could come through us in different shapes and sizes, different people, to help us know that he is still with us, even Jesus. So don't steer away from the responsibility that you need to do. Sometimes you can feel pressured, but it's okay. It really is. It's for a reason. Okay, guys? But I thank you guys for tuning into the Afternoon Delights with me, your host. I do have a YouTube channel. It is Smooth Spirit Radio. And I'm going to start posting more on that on that channel. So please, guys, tune in, share, subscribe. Just please get in there. I only got 4 episodes uploaded, but I'm going to start doing celebrity topics and stuff on that as well. But without further ado, I love you guys and have a great day.